Okay, my name is Nandi Lamptey. I am a junior here at Sam Houston State University, and this is for my honor seminar class about histories. I'm here today with Ms. Dr. Rachel Val. She is the current pageant director and also the director of student activities.
Hi. Okay. It's actually associate director. I don't associate want my director. Boss to come back at me.
Okay. Associate director of student activities.
But
okay.
Thank you, though. I appreciate you.
Okay. So we're going to start with the first question. I'm not going to say, like, question one, question two. I'm just going to continue to go. Okay. As the current pageant director who has overseen the Miss Sam Houston pageant for over 8 years, what would you say has contributed to the ongoing success of this pageant slash tradition?
So I think this will be my eighth year here mm-hmm. at Sam. So I think this is going to be my eighth year.
Right.
So I think that the success has been based on, you know, we assess every time we have an event mm-hmm. and then figure out what worked and what didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then we make those adjustments and go from there. A lot of the adjustments that we make come from the Miss America system. And I love that they switched to, like, got rid of bathing suits.
Mm-hmm.
They went more modern. And I love that because I personally feel like that's a better approach. You know, we're modern women, you know, moving from there. And so I think that was really great. But honestly, the success really comes from program council.
Right.
They're the ones who are directing, who are doing all the things. I'm just advising them. And so honestly, between the assessment of what worked and what didn't, and then the advisement from the Miss America system, I think program council really is where the success comes from, and I'm very proud to be associated with them.
So you would say it's like more of like a team thing, not more individually you oversee everything?
Absolutely. I mean, I do advise all of them, and I do oversee
mm-hmm.
everything, but I could not. It would not be a success if it were just me. I'm not that great. I refuse to take that credit. I give all that credit to the program council students. They are just so inventive and innovative, and they're visionaries. You know, the music, the way the dances, the clothing, the looks, everything, the color scheme,
mm-hmm.
everything is really just them, honestly.
That's great. Okay. Yes. Pageants, according to many people, are frowned upon due to past beauty expectations. How do you think the Miss Sam Houston pageant defies beauty standards to focus on within?
And that was, honestly, when I took this job, I had never done pageants. I'd never even been to a pageant. I consider myself a nerd, and I appreciate that. But I do respect people who do them, very
mm-hmm.
much so. And so to balance my feelings, students like me,
mm-hmm.
And other people who, you know, are into beauty pageants and stuff, my middle ground is that I make this into a developmental experience.
Right.
And so a normal pageant, students show up, or the contestants show up the day of or the day before, and they learn the dance and do all that stuff, and then they compete right away.
Right.
Us, we start a development process. And we started in November, and it goes all the way through February when we have the show. We meet twice a week with the contestants, and everything is really great with that because it's not just about showing them how to walk and how to do the show and the choreography and everything. It's about building confidence. It's about teaching them how to interview. It's about teaching them how to speak out in public. And those are things that are crucial for life beyond Sam Houston State
exactly.
University. And so even if they don't win, or even if they do, they learn something through this.
Right.
And that was my purpose with this. Okay, if we're going to do a pageant, which many people consider beauty,
mm-hmm.
okay,
yeah.
sure, but all of these ladies, who I think are equally amazing, are going to get something out of this.
Exactly.
And that was my whole thing. That's what we've always strived for. And my team, I'm so proud of them. They always really strive for that
as
well.
That's really, like, good to know that, like, you don't have to have, like, the full package to win. You can just be an ordinary person that's just trying to make themselves better.
And that's the majority of our students. Like, I don't know that we've had anyone who's necessarily been the beauty pageant system before
mm-hmm.
and kind
right.
of does all that. All of our students are just down-to-earth people, just, you know, looking for a new experience.
Right.
And for the most part, I think everyone is told, or all the feedback I've gotten is, you know, they enjoy the experience.
Right.
And stuff. And I love that. I mean, some of the ladies come to us and they don't even know how to walk in heels. And I appreciate that because I wear flats every day. And so, you know, so we help them and
mm-hmm.
get them so that they feel confident on that stage because I couldn't do what they do. I'm so proud of them. And I work so hard and my team works so hard to make sure that everything looks great. And so
right.
it's really not just developmental for them. It's developmental for my team.
Okay. Over your last 8 years as pageant director, what quality is most commonly seen in winners of the Miss Sam Houston pageant?
Oh, man. I think the quality that I most see is in line with our university motto.
Right.
The measure of a life is its service. And all of the winners, the title holders that we've had, both Miss Piney Woods and Miss Sam Houston, are in tune with that. Mm-hmm. They want to do service. They want to help make the world a better place than when they got here. And I think that's important for us, for sure, to make sure that our Miss Amy student, Miss Piney Woods, really embody that.
That model. Care about the university and not only just the title.
Yes, exactly. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
So Miss Sam Houston is considered an ambassador for Sam Houston State University in all aspects. What should prospective candidates do / conduct themselves on and off social media to be considered a good role model?
That's a great question. I think again, it's embodying that, you know, the motto, the university mm-hmm. motto, the measure of a life is its service. I think it's, you know, things like just kind of being out there with students and helping others and, you know, just being that ideal Sam Houston State University student.
And interacting with, like, the students.
Yes, absolutely. This person will definitely have to interact with a lot of people. And so, yeah,
person a little bit.
Yes, I will say, you know, I have sometimes had a lot of extroverted introverts, and that works too. So whatever works for people.
Right.
And a lot of people will do this just to get out of their comfort zone, which is really cool because mm-hmm. I feel I can identify with that. And so I respect that.
Okay. Though swimsuit competitions have been at an all-time low, would you consider reinstating the swimsuit category for the pageant, and if not, why?
Absolutely not. I was uncomfortable with it to begin with.
Right.
But that's my personal opinion, and that's aside from Sam Houston. Mm-hmm. I think student-wise, fitness is very important, and mm-hmm. I respect that. But I think for what we are trying to do is developing somebody, I don't know that necessarily helped.
Right.
And so I think the winner has to, you know, have spirit, and so we have the spirit mm-hmm. portion of the competition. But I cannot. I was so soon. No, I was so thrilled when they got rid of it. I've always, you know, mm-hmm. I just was not, and don't get me wrong, our students, when they did the swimsuit portion, women of all kinds, sizes, however, were phenomenal. They all look gorgeous, and they all did such a great job, but I don't think it's necessary, and the position not only of Miss Sam Houston, but of Miss Texas and Miss America mm-hmm. needs to be.
Right. Okay. Huntsville is a pretty small town compared to others in Texas. Do you think the combination of Miss Sam Houston and Miss Huntsville has decreased the opportunity for girls who do not attend Sam Houston but live in Huntsville?
So I think that might be a common misconception. We mm-hmm. don't have a Miss Huntsville.
Okay.
There was a Miss Huntsville this past year, but that was done by the Miss Texas organization, completely separate from us.
Right.
That winner is not even a student here.
Okay.
So to answer your question, I don't think there is a Miss Huntsville that's done here in Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a Miss Sam Houston. We do have a Miss Piney Woods.
Okay.
I don't think that it decreases opportunity for ladies because there are a lot of students who go to Sam Houston who also still are able to compete at Miss Texas.
Right.
The student doesn't necessarily have to live in the vicinity of the title which they receive.
Mm.
They can go, a lot of them compete in several different ones.
Right.
For instance, there was a Miss America, she was in the Miss United States. Her name is, the current, I believe the current president of the Miss United States pageant, mm-hmm. or Miss USA pageant, she actually competed in 5 or 6 different state pageants. State and local titles. And she won, I think, the 5th time, and then went to state, and then won Miss USA.
Right.
And now I think her name is Crystal,
mm-hmm.
And she now is president over the Miss USA pageant or whatever. And so I think that goes to show you that, like, These ladies who do want to compete in the pageant system, they compete several different times.
Right.
And it's very rare that I've seen that a student will win and then go and compete and then win that right off the bat. I think the closest I've ever seen it was Jazaya Shorts 2014, I believe, and she placed top 5, and she's amazing. She was our student. She was our Miss Sam Houston. Phenomenal student, phenomenal young lady, but they go through several different systems, and so I think a lot of them just kind of connect through and whatnot.
Yeah, I guess people didn't know that you don't have to necessarily live where you compete.
Correct. So. It depends on the pageant system, but mm-hmm. for the most part, I know ours is closed, and so we require them to come to Sam Houston,
right.
But most of them aren't, and mm-hmm. so.
Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. So pageants are common throughout the United States, but what would you say separates the Miss Sam Houston pageant from others around the country?
I think that's, you know, where we go back to that whole university motto, the measure of a life is its service. And so it's not just about the pageantry. In fact, you know, according to Miss America, it's actually the Miss Sam Houston competition. We just haven't changed it to from pageant because that's been our history.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what separates us is that whole development piece. You know, our contestants, whether they win or however they go through mm-hmm. the process, they learn how to interview, they learn how to speak to others, they learn, you know, public speaking, they learn, they gain confidence, they gain all of that stuff. And so I think that's really what makes us different.
Right.
And last year, I don't want to brag, but I have to brag on my students because they're phenomenal. They won best production.
Oh, really?
State. Yeah.
Oh,
we won best production.
Shout out the program council.
Thank you. We won in 2022. Yeah, we won 2022 best production. Yes, we did. Miss Texas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Winners of the pageant are held in the highest esteem in their communities and around the school. Do you think the responsibilities that the winners of the pageant perform are excessive?
We try not to make them that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I can only speak for our title holders.
Right.
And our title holders, we know that they're students, and in our opinion, their success comes first.
Right.
We want them to be successful. We want them to graduate and do great things. And so we work around their schedules. If they can't make the appearance or an event or something, that's fine. Class comes first, always.
That's so good to hear, because I know a lot of girls that want to do the pageant but are worried, like, what will happen, like, after? Like, will they be able to balance work, school, and pageant duties as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. The goal of our division, my department, program council, is to make sure that our students succeed. We are there mm-hmm. to support you guys outside of the classroom as well as in. And so I think it's important. We would be crazy if we said, no, you must do this outside of, you know, class or no class. No, not at all. I believe, and under our direction of our amazing Vice President, Dr. Drew Miller, he's even further gone beyond and said, you know, the students' classes come first. We mm-hmm. want to support them however
right.
we can. And so it's a really exciting time to be in our division.
That's great.
For sure.
Okay. Inflation has definitely gone up, and prices for things have gone excessively high for basic needs. For those who can't afford to have the most expensive dress or shoes, is the pageant pocket-friendly?
That is a great question. This is actually something that I have really looked at the last few years because, mm-hmm. in my opinion, as I look at it, pageants are expensive.
Yeah.
They're a pocket of... They can be expensive, mm-hmm. and they can be considered a pocket of privilege.
Right.
Because if you don't have that kind of money, you can't compete. And that's, to me, that's awful. That's an equity gap.
Mm-hmm.
And so my goal has always been to try and work with the students to, do you have friends with dresses? Do we, you know, how can we reuse things? How can we shift things around? You know, how mm-hmm. can we be thrifty about this? Did you not wear this dress last year? Great. Can you, you know, work with the student? Maybe the student can borrow it or mm-hmm. buy it at a budget, you know, lower cost. Our goal is to get, or can you rent your dresses?
Right.
You know, our goal is to get that cost as low as possible. I don't know that we've been successful, but it's definitely something that I am very, very aware of and working constantly to try and, you know, bring down that cost. One thing that other pageants have that we do not as of yet are sponsors, where the girls are able to, mm-hmm. the contestants are able to do that. Unfortunately, we don't have sponsors because, you know, the university setting, our title holders can go get them.
Right.
But unfortunately, it's just been, it hasn't been the case.
Right.
And so you're absolutely right. That is something we struggle with, and I consistently work with the students to try and get that cost down, but it's not anywhere where I would like it to be.
Right.
We do pay for their travel. In addition to what they win, we do pay for their travel to Miss Texas. We pay for their headshots. We pay for their makeup for their headshots. You know, I pay for as much as I can out of the program council funding, but there's a large cost also
right.
that the student takes on. And so our goal is to get that down as we progress with this. If we can't, then there's no point in having it, because mm-hmm. then it sets that student up for failure.
Right.
So,
okay, so Sam Houston State University has so many well-known traditions. Why do you think this pageant should continue to go on?
I'm not sure. I think that's really for the program council to decide. Program
mm-hmm.
council brought it back in 2010. I think program council builds events for students, for the
mm-hmm.
student body, and their representative of the student body. And I think really the biggest thing is if the students believe it should continue on, then it does.
Yeah.
And if the students don't, then it shouldn't.
Right.
Then it's not relevant. I don't know that we should have programming that's not relevant to our
exactly.
students.
Exactly. Because the events are for the students anyway, so the students should have a say in what programs go on in the school.
Absolutely.
So I agree. Women are the backbones of society, whether people like to admit it or not. How do you think
True.
This pageant showcases women's empowerment?
We try to do it best that we can.
Mm-hmm.
Every year we try to get, you know, try to work it in. I think that it should show women's empowerment. I think that, sorry,
No, you're fine. Okay. You're fine.
I think that that's a big deal, and I think that's really should be the cornerstone of this whole thing. I don't know if they have or not. I don't know if we make it work every year, but we do our best to do that for sure. I'm all about women's empowerment, and I fully support that for sure.
Okay. In conclusion, after directing the pageant for so many years, how has the acceptance of the pageant changed throughout the Huntsville area?
So I'm not sure about the Huntsville area. Right. I know on campus, it's been very successful. It's been well attended. We sell out of seats every year. We don't sell them, but
yeah,
we run out of seats every year. So it just really depends. But I think the community enjoys it, and I think that the contestants are really supported most of the time. But we'll just continue to assess it every year and decide if it's something that we continue or something that we adjust or something that we don't have, like we talked about. You mm-hmm. know, it's really what the students want.
All right. So I want to thank you so much for conducting this interview with me. I appreciate your answers, and I'm looking forward to the Miss Jamieson Pageant of 2023.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.